Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental sloth cast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag. Rufus, we have no sound from Rufus. Way to go, Rufus.
Hi.
Man, oh man, if we only had a dollar for every time you did that lately, I would say we were onto something.
You've been canceling the show so many times,
oh,
I forgot how to do it.
Oh my God. You know what? You can't even call it, I call it creating a demand. Right? Create a demand for the show. Right? Let's not have it be everyone's beck and call. Let's have it be when we want to have it. And you know what, folks? You want this fucking show, and I know you do, because you fucking email us every fucking goddamn day asking when we're going to do a show. Today's the day. And we know what? We're kind of throwing it up a little bit. We're doing a Sunday show instead of a Saturday show. And you know what? Still 5,000 of you have tuned in to see this show. And we say thank you, because we are humbled by your very presence.
We really need to start a Patreon so we can start milking these people for money.
Yeah, I mean, look, I need some money to pay my legal bills, right? Why can't they just send us some money for that?
But you're going to beat that rape rap.
I mean, am I? I mean, right now what I'm working on is trying to be able to do the show from the jail.
I'll tell you what, I'll drop that rape suit against you.
Man, you don't even know how glad I am here to hear you say that. You know,
I realized later that I enjoyed it.
You were asking for it, right? I can tell by the way you laid back and enjoyed it. How many guys are going to tell that fucking joke, right? You know, I mean, Bobby Knight told that joke a long time ago. Folks, I did not rape, and I would never rape anyone. I overtipped bad service. That's how close I am to raping people. But Bobby Knight did this joke like fucking 25, 30 years ago where if rape is inevitable, you might as well sit back and enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
And it created a giant fucking shitstorm of shit for him, yet people still fucking tell that joke like out in the open and expect that there's not going to be any fucking kickback. I mean, it's a horrible thing to say. It's not clever or funny. I mean, that's like saying you're going to have a massive heart attack and die. You might as well eat a piece of pizza in the middle of your heart attack.
Dude, Clayton Williams ran for governor of Texas back
Clayton
in the 80s.
Williams. Yeah, I remember Clayton Williams.
He lost quickly when he said that exact same joke.
I know. It's like what I see is like another guy just said the joke like a fucking month ago, right? Some pastor.
Simple no-brainer joke.
About his daughters. This guy said this joke to his daughters.
What?
Yes. That's how insane people are.
See,
you know
CPS,
what? You read about a joke in a headline and you think some sick-ass fucking joke like that is funny, which is sick and demented anyways. and you're keep it to yourself. Either way, just keep it to yourself. It's not a good joke. It was never a good joke, and it's probably going to get you in a lot of fucking trouble.
These are all things your lawyer has told you to say on air.
I can't afford a lawyer. I need the money. Send the money. Must have a lawyer. Rufus enticed me. That's what I would say. I should have asked you if you were a cop. That's what I should have done.
I shouldn't have dressed so sexy. It's my fault.
Well, I mean, look at the pineapple shirt you have on. If that doesn't say swinger, I don't know what does. Are you aware that pineapple is like a sign for swingers or not?
I think it is, isn't it?
It is. Like I'm not making that up. I'm not making that up at all. It's a big RV. I only know that because I made brochures for RVs, and now they're like I get emails and all kinds of crap for RVs still. And, like, having a pineapple out is, like, a fucking sign for swinging. Especially, Rufus, from what I understand as a layperson, as an upside-down pineapple, I believe, is, like, the – I think that means bicuck, just so you know.
Is that a big draw in the RV community?
Oh, swinging?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah. I mean, I've seen a couple of RV pornos. You know what's funny is I've seen, like – people in RVs having sex. I'm like, oh, that looks like a Sierra 37 B8.
Nice.
And it probably is. And then I can even, sadly enough, I spent enough time to refer to them and be like, yeah, that's the Imperial decor. And it looks like they got the Bluetooth upgrade on their fucking entertainment center.
Do you ever offer valuable input? Like, you guys should really be doing this in a X27Z.
Yeah, I'm like,
not
you know, there's a bunkhouse model that actually has more queen size bed with a full walk around. And that's really what you need.
You need a walk around for a reach around.
There you go. You know what? I should put that on a poster. Want a reach around? Get a walk around.
Beautiful.
Writes itself. The AI could never come up with that. Never.
AI does not have genitalia.
Right. AI does not understand reach around. But
no.
I dare you to ask AI right now if it understands a reach around. It won't answer any sexual questions, though, I don't believe, will it?
It won't. I doubt it.
It did before when you attempted to molest the AI, but...
I was trying to corrupt it, and instead it corrupted me.
But I saw somewhere where some guy had it making 2 and 2 equals 5.
What?
Yeah.
So obviously AI is not going to rule the planet.
Apparently not. I mean, this was a couple months ago. I'm sure they've worked the bug out, whatever that was. Why am I going to eat those right now? I'm not going to do that.
What was that? Cheeto?
No, it was the chicken nugget.
Oh.
And they're just sitting here, and I've had like 5 of them already. And now I have a stomach ache, and we haven't even eaten anything hot yet. And I've got a bone to pick with you.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, ChatGPT did answer the question, but pick your bone first.
My bone to pick with you was you didn't put the hot sauce in the show name. And
I've never done that.
And since when are you RR?
Oh, did I put RR? Well, this is what happens whenever I forget to set up the show and then I do it in a mad hurry.
Well, I mean, look, I get that we were in a lot of pressure to do this show because people were demanding it. But I'm going to have to ask you to be a little more professional next time. And the other thing, why wouldn't you?
Big ass.
I really want you to put the hot sauce in the name of the show, is so when we look back through the show episodes, we know what the fuck is in the show.
Good idea. Good thinking.
I thought that was the whole idea of doing the show episodes numbered and labeled.
Oh, yeah. It's also been so long since we've done this, I don't even have my show notes. Usually I have show notes.
What in the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
I just got to know this, and you're a technical guru of sorts. Is there an AI that can do co-host a show? I mean, let's think about that for a minute.
That'd be more entertaining than anybody on Good Morning America.
Well, you know what we really need is there an AI that can act as an assistant? I mean,
there is, right?
So couldn't we say, okay, you could call Siri and be like, look, no, I mean like an AI that can log into your shit and fucking schedule us a show. Right? I mean, surely AI can remember how to, I mean, your phone remembers your logins. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can get past that part, obviously, very easily. Why couldn't we just, hey, GPT, write us a program that will fucking automate items for us to do that we consider menial labor.
That's not a bad idea. What you could do is have something set up on your phone or your computer, and you hit go, and you basically do what you want it to do, and it just records the steps, and the next time it just does it.
See? There you go. There you go. I mean, you can do that in Photoshop.
And yet all that people are using AI for is to find out if it knows what a reach around is.
Those are the questions that have to be answered, Rufus. I don't think you understand. Someday you will realize that is probably the most important thing about GPT or chat, whatever the fuck you call it. What does GPT stand for?
Global positioning thing.
There you go.
That's what it is.
I think you're right about that. That was a trick question, and you nailed it.
I actually have no fucking clue.
Can we look that up real quick and educate the listeners and see if it is even a thing?
I'm already on it.
See? I should automate you. I need to clone you.
Apparently you have.
I need to clone you and then go ahead and have things do things.
Stands for a generative pre-trained transformer.
You with me?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like what it should mean, but that's what it does mean.
Pre-trained. Oh, get it. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm choking on this super dry chicken McNugget that needs a bunch of hot sauce on it.
Don't eat your nuggets yet.
Dude, I got me a nice pile of nuggets here. I'm going to show you my pile of nuggets. Zip.
Woo, god damn.
Yeah, that was my last time. I'm going to tell you, last time I left myself wanting more nugget. And it was a big mistake.
Nuggets are almost like a drug. I mean, even when you're full, you're like, I wish I had room for more nuggets.
McDonald's knows all about that. Unfortunately, folks, me and Rufus went on a trip to see Tenacious D, as well as Trey Anastasio and Humphrey McGee. With their dream set with John Bonham playing nothing but Led Zeppelin, except maybe one Humphreys McGee song. I'm still kind of confused what happened there. And we ate 30 McNuggets, but we really didn't. We only ate 23 McNuggets, just so you know.
They were good McNuggets.
Because in the morning, I had to throw out 7 McNuggets. And it was painful.
Why did you throw them out?
I don't, usually the cold McNuggets I like to give to my dog. And he wasn't here to have the nuggets or there or wherever.
Wait. You had ottomans. You had a fucking recliner, basically. You had a balcony. You didn't have a microwave?
Oh, no, I had a microwave McNugget. No. Rufus, get your walk-in papers. We do not
have microwave. Was there an iron for ironing clothes?
I'm sure there was, yes. I should have done that. You know what? You're right. I was wrong. You know what I should have done? Was take it down to the kitchen and say, hey, can someone deep fry these McNuggets for me right now and warm them up, please? Because your nuggets suck. These are fucking the official McNugget. Oh, you have like a filet, it looked like there. Let me see that.
Purdue nuggets.
Oh, those are an interesting shape. Tell me the three shapes four shapes that McNuggets come in. Did you know they were shapes? First of all, I bet no one on this program knew they were actually shapes. Folks, if you know that the McNuggets were shapes, call us up at 646-668-8826 because I don't think anybody out there really knows. And you're going to get 45 seconds to answer that question and call us up. If you don't, I'm assuming no one knows.
Rufus, the only shape that I recognize.
Don't ruin it now. We got 45 seconds for someone to call in. Then you can see the point. Because we need 45 seconds. I think the other thing's only 30 seconds, I do believe. Am I right? They get 30 seconds to answer the question.
What is it? I don't know.
You do know.
I just saw there's one that kind of looks like a boot.
You got it. There is one shaped as a boot. Now, I want you to gander a guess at the other shapes of the nuggets.
I don't know if I can recognize them because that one is I think that's a standout shape.
That, you know what?
It's the shape that catches your
eye. The boot one is always the best one. It's like it has the most white meat or something in it. It's like the boot one is very minimal on the gristle.
It's got that extra little, where they pack in more meat.
They were doing it, and they said the boot, it was the shape of Italy one time when they came out McNugget Parmigiana, but now they're just, and I know it's Parmigiana, I said Parmigiana just for shits and giggles, but they, why don't they do that? Why don't they have a McNugget, like, with a tomato-based sauce that's not ketchup? Am I on to something here? If I reinvented the McNugget, at least for 1 month, of specialty McNuggets, right?
That would not happen at McDonald's. Has had the same fucking shit for 50 fucking years. If you want to class up the McNugget, you're going to have to open a new restaurant.
McNuggets? Just call it McNuggets?
Call it Mac Nuggets. M-A-C.
Oh, yes, right. Couldn't get sued for that, probably.
M-A-C-N-U-G-I-T-S. McNuggets.
I like I-T-Z. McNuggets.
Perfect. Even better. It's hip.
Yeah.
Like, now
we've
people
made it
will like
cool.
It.
Now we've made it fucking cool.
Nuggets.
Nuggets-y or something.
I'm going to type that out and see how it looks, because that does sound pretty dope.
So are you M-A-C capital?
Oh, yeah.
Capital M.
That looks pretty good. McNuggets.
Can you just see it on a giant fucking sign that says over 80 trillion served? Oh, fuck yes, dude. Done. McNuggets. That's a fucking chain if I've ever heard of one. Get Glenn Bill on the phone. Is he still alive?
If you really want to try to avoid lawsuits, create a character named Mac and call him Max Nuggets.
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, that's just part of the marketing plan is Mac. Right. Mac for Max Nuggets. And you know what? He can wear nothing but a jock strap.
But he's still a clown, right?
Of course he's a clown.
He's a clown on a
jock strap. Children love clowns. Children are not afraid of clowns, especially ones wearing jock straps. Right? To protect their McNuggets.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That's our theme. I'm liking it.
I'm digging it.
I'm digging it.
I'm digging it. Nuggets.
I'm eating it.
I'm throwing it up.
Oh, my God. I'm passing it in my school.
We need to do a meme like that. It's just a bunch of I'm doing whatever's to it. This is straight up me.
I'm pooping it.
I'm skipping it. I'm stealing it. So anyways, one of the other, now think to your, go deep into your thought of what you see if you open up a box of McNuggets and think about what one of the other shapes could be.
I know one is, but it's almost like a rectangle that's kind of offset like that. There's the Italy boot, but then there's one that's just kind of, I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. Now I want you to take that shape and turn it on its side.
The same shape.
So you did something with your finger. Now do the outline with your finger. Okay. Think about it. You know what? Do you have a pen and paper there? Draw it for a second.
I don't.
This is better than charades for the radio.
I just know that there's no perfect squares and no perfect circles.
Right? Interesting that you say that.
One is sort of an off round kind of a circle, I think.
Now, what do you think that is? I want you to think about children. What could that halfway round thing be? But now, keep in mind, it's a McNugget, so it's not going to be perfectly proportionate to what they want it to be.
I don't know.
I'm a child. I'm playing. What are some things that kids like to play with?
A ball?
Yes. Very good, Rufus. Very good. Here's a nugget for you. Have a nugget.
So, wait, they have a round one then?
Yeah, well, I mean, semi-round.
That's the one I was talking about.
But this shape?
Hold that shape up. Yeah, the one that's like, it's like a rectangle, but it's kind of turned and it's got dents on the inside.
Are the dents on the inside or are the dents on the outside? Let me ask you that question.
If there's dents on the inside, it therefore creates dents on the outside.
One would think, Rufus, one would think. but I Neil
deGrasse Tyson would know better than me.
He probably would. Get him on the phone. Neil, give us a call. 668. Can't remember the rest. So anyway, it's
bro.
The one that you're not knowing the shape of is a crown.
Crown?
Yes, it's a crown. As hard as it is to believe. I'm with you on that. I was like, never has represented a crown to me.
Well, obviously, none of them look like crowns. So which is the one that they claim is a crown?
The one that you're saying that like goes like this and has a little thing in this, like a dip in a top or something.
Oh, so it's the fucked up rectangle.
Now, is there a fourth one? I'm trying to remember. I think there was a fourth shape.
Do you think in the deep nether regions of the industry that they actually have names for these shapes?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I wonder what they're called.
Look them up. That's the only reason I know is because I looked them up before. You mean other than crown and ball and boot?
Are they really? Is it really called boot? I just said it looks like a boot.
Cowboy boot.
Holy shit, you're right. The boot, the bell, the ball, and the bone.
The bell. Okay, I was wrong about crown. I was thinking the crown was the bell.
Wow, interesting.
Now, the bow tie, that one's always kind of fucked up. I knew there was four. I couldn't remember exactly what they were.
They're all D words.
Educational nuggets.
The bone.
Bone out. Bone out. You know what? At McNuggets, we will not have boneless nuggets. We will have bone out nuggets.
Full of bones.
No, we'll have bone in and bone out.
Bone
we will not call them boneless. We will call them bone out.
And our version of the filet McFish or whatever it is going to be full of tiny little rib bones.
Absolutely, dude. You know, this is it. I got it. I got the key to our restaurant success. Only one in like every 100,000 fish filet sandwiches is full of fish bones. And if you get that one, right, you get to sue us. You can sue us and take us to court. We'll see what if you make any money. But really what we'll do is when they sign away to get their food, on the back of the receipt we'll have that they cannot sue us, even if they get the boned, I guess I would call it fish nuggets, or what, McNugget, McFishes.
So it's a bone and switch.
There you go. I mean, look, some lucky son of a bitch might get a fucking bone in his sandwich. Make his fucking life. Change his life. You know what?
Fuck yeah.
I think I saw that on my lottery dream home. Guy ate a fucking fish filet, and he got a nugget, or he got a bone in it, and he almost died. Next thing you know, he's on fucking my lottery dream home buying a fucking $1 million house.
That's it. I'm getting a fucking fish filet sandwich tomorrow.
You should. You know what? Get it done. I want you to eat four a day. You won't even really eat four a day for a month.
I got to increase my odds.
Someone should do a show where they eat nothing but McDonald's for a month and see what happens.
Yeah, or a documentary. Somebody should do that.
Yeah, think how easy it would be. Hell yeah.
It'd be fucking fun.
Now, did that guy actually get healthier? I never could watch it because the guy annoyed me.
No, it turns out it was all like a scam, I think. Like,
what?
He
Scandal McNugget?
Yeah, McScandal.
What? No. That's McCrazy.
Because somebody else did the same thing and didn't get like all unhealthy and fat and nasty.
You know what I want to do? There's that guy that's eating two Big Macs every day of his life for like the last 40 years. Is he still alive?
Not in any real sense, no.
I like to think he's still alive. Please look up that guy and see if he's still alive. Please, I'm begging you. Because when he dies, imagine the fucking cannon fodder against McDonald's, even if he lived to be 100.
Cannon fodder would probably be Donald Grisky is his name.
Yeah. Sounds like a successful feller.
The ultimate Big Mac fan. He's consumed over 32,672
Now, how much money is that? Do they give you like a...
Well, we can do the math. We got the number. What does a Big Mac cost?
I mean, a fucking Big Mac now is like $7. They weren't always.
We'll take an average. Original cost of the Big Mac.
Can I guess? Can I guess the original cost of a Big Mac?
I got a number in my head. You guess.
I'm going to say 99 cents.
I was going to say 59 cents. You know what?
Pretty good.
You know what the original cost was?
What?
45 cents.
Yeah, I was going to say, because a cheeseburger was only like 15 cents, I think, right?
All right, let me find an average here. We'll do 45 plus, what is it, $7 now, you said?
You know what, look it up, because I actually want to know what. Look up how much a Big Mac is. Where does he live? Because they're different prices all over the country. Like,
yeah,
a Big Mac in New York City is like $10.
God damn, I don't want to break out a spreadsheet. Wisconsin.
All right. So do the price of a Big Mac in Wisconsin. Milwaukee, since we've been there.
Yeah, we have, haven't we?
Milwaukee.
$5.99. You were close.
All right. So, yep, now do just average $5.99.45.
All right, so average
is 22.5 cents.
You're fucking
Stephen Hawking. I'm a machine. I'm fucking AI, baby.
All right, so what do we got? 36,672. All right, 36. All right, you can do this math in your head, right?
It's 108,000 and something, I believe.
$105,203.84.
Okay, so he could have bought it. You know what? I'm kind of impressed. Over how many years?
Well, he was born. Well, I don't know. When did he start? It doesn't say when he started.
Excuse me? What kind of radio program is this?
This is Wikipedia. It says when he was born.
Doesn't say the day he had his first Big Mac and started his slew of Big Mac eating? Surely.
Well, you know, it's Wikipedia, so there's about 40,000 more words than are necessary to get to the facts.
Isn't there like a, you know what, is he still alive? Let's get that out of the way.
Hang on, when did
he still alive?
Where should we have his first Big Mac?
And then I'd like to know when he had his first double bypass.
1972 is when he had his first Big Mac.
And is he still alive?
I don't know. Let's go back to Wikipedia. Let's not, because Wikipedia is fucking nightmare.
See if you can find him on LinkedIn. He's probably got a whole thing. It's like, I'm the Big Mac guy.
Nope, not dead. He's 69 years old.
Okay. All right, then. All right. Did Wikipedia, have any of his blood tests or anything like that? Has he ever had a
but
anything about his personal health?
Healthy-looking guy. I'll just search health. Grossi consumes mainly calorie-rich food, but he maintains a stable weight by consuming fewer calories than the average American.
How many calories in a Big Mac?
So he enjoys his things, but he's in moderation.
Big Mac. Now, does he just cut his does he cut his Big Macs into small pieces and eat it four or five times throughout the day? Like,
you're right, though. Two Big Macs a day is what
he's
been doing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane.
And I don't think there's a lot of calories in a Big Mac, though.
I mean, that bread's got to be full of fucking calories, doesn't it?
It may be carbs, but all right. Calories in a Big Mac.
I think the next logical step is how many calories in a Big Mac? Can we guess?
Yes.
I'm
going
to say, Jesus, 780.
563.
Damn, I was going to say 550, but then I was like, that doesn't seem like enough. Doesn't seem bad enough for you. How many to fillet a fish?
It doesn't seem like a lot, but the weird thing
is good for you, right? Filet fishes are good for you because they're fish.
The weird thing about a Big Mac is it doesn't fill you up. I mean, it's almost like Chinese food. You're hungry 10 minutes later. All right,
I'm
calories.
I'm going to mention a little secret about a Big Mac, Rufus, that a Big Mac actually has the least amount of meat on it than any fucking other sandwich in the McDonald's lineup.
I believe it 100%.
Because the patty on a Big Mac is only 2 ounces, so it's two 2-ounce patties.
It's paper thin, man.
They're only like this fucking big around, like a small fucking silver dollar pancake.
All right. Fish filet, calories in a fish filet is 211.
What?
Yeah.
Does Grinsky even know how many fish filets he could be eating a day?
Oh, wait. Oh. Hang on. This told me just fish filet in general. Let me look up McDonald's fish filet.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. That's going to be a big difference.
Google's making me do a CAPTCHA because I've been asking so many oddball questions.
Are you serious? Do they care?
It does that to me a lot because
I'm uncorking my hot sauce. I noticed that you already had yours uncorked, but I'm believing that maybe you have replaced the the inside of your hot sauce with something not so hot. Probably some cocktail sauce.
Kool-Aid.
Red Kool-Aid. Okay, how many McDonald's fillet of fish then?
Well, Google's still fucking up me. All right, hang on. Calories and McDonald's fillet-o-fish sandwich. $3.90.
I mean, that's
bread, cheese, tartar sauce, and the fillet, so that's not too bad.
And some crispy outer coating on the fillet, on said fillet.
Your breading, yeah.
Breading, good, which is good for you, right? Bread, breading, cheese, mayonnaise.
It's got
fucking
wheat.
Fucking Earth Smart. It's got quince? Is that what you said?
No, it has wheat.
Oh, what? Minced fish, isn't that what the main ingredient is? I think it's minced fish, they call it.
Yeah, it's like pollock or whitefish.
Todd, I'm trying to remember when I went down this McDonald's rabbit hole that I was searching, probably after watching, and this is a little bit of a boost for the History Network, but The Foods That Built America.
That's a great
show. I love those shows. I love all those That Built America shows. Whoever came up with that, bravo to you, fine sir.
I agree.
Rufus,
I agree.
Zigzag Jay, well done. Well done.
It's very intriguing.
You really only have to make one episode of anything because the deal is usually some guy gets fucked over by the people that he thought he was partners with and has to recreate his whole thing and do it better. And I know
exactly what that's like,
and that's exactly what I'm going to do. In the as an homage to Dave Thomas.
So you're going to have the McNugs.
Yes. Diamond dusted McNugs with THCA crystals on the outside. They're going to look just like this. Hold up.
The phthalo-terpenes.
Oh, I like it.
God damn.
Come on.
Oh, I can see it.
I know, but you need to. Why isn't it not looking good?
Looks good to me. I don't see that shit ever.
Not crystal clear, though. Oh, there I go. I had this exactly with me in Indy, but you were too interested in going to bed early.
I had the whatever you called that other one, the Humble Brag.
That was Humble Brag. That was not THC Diamond Dusted.
Ah.
But it was good.
Was fucking good.
You were fucking blitzed. You were so fucking blitzed.
I was blitzed.
You were like, yeah, I got to go to bed and crawl in the fetal position and think about life for a minute. Well,
Zigzag,
crazy shit on the fucking TV that makes me feel insane.
That was cool, watching that AI fucking wild-looking shit.
That shit is, I almost put that on as a background today.
You should.
But you know what, though? And the weird part is, that thing did just keep repeating after a while.
Oh, did it really?
Right, where you had like six different setups or five setups, then it would go do that for like 4 minutes, then it would go back to the other one. But there's some on there. There were like 4 hours of stuff that didn't repeat. And the weirdest thing about all those, Rufus, and maybe this is AI trying to tell us something, eventually they almost always turn into jellyfish at some point.
There's something about jellyfish.
For a while.
Yeah. Jellyfish.
So check that out.
Jellyfish just look like something you would see when you're tripping. I mean, like, for real, they do, you know? Under the water, they glow.
They're insane. They're like some of the oldest shit on the whole entire planet, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, think maybe a jellyfish is like so much more intelligent than human life that they're like, we're going to try to live in the very, very deepest depths of the fucking ocean to get away from human beings.
Exactly. That's it. They're like, just get the fuck away from these idiots.
Laughs on you. We're going to warm up your ocean and fill it full of microplastics. Aha, you're not so smart now, are you?
Do they get down that deep, those microplastics?
Microplastics are everywhere, dude. There's some in that can that you're drinking right now.
Mmm.
Taste it. We should do a commercial for the our McNuggets and be like, now with 80% more microplastics.
Yes.
Chock full of microplastics.
Microplastics.
And forever chemicals.
Microplastics.
Forget microplastics. We're about macroplastic in your Big Mac.
To the extreme.
The extreme. There's enough plastic in this cheese to make you fucking hard on the inside. And literally, that's what happens. Who knew?
Jesus Christ.
I mean, she's that her hydrogenated cheese, thanks to the miracle that is the History Network, hydrogenated stuff is fucking super crazy shit. And the guy that hydrogenated peanut butter, which is how hydrogenation, like, got its whole process, was the guy that had a bunch of fucking spoiled cheese sitting around, or peanut butter that he was trying to sell, right? But it kept separating.
Okay. So
this is a great fucking story. It kept separating, right? Because back then, and then the oil would turn rancid.
Sure.
Sure.
Because it wasn't efficient way back when to try to refrigerate anything, because they didn't even have refrigeration, really. Not on a commercial scale. So he fucking trial and error this hydrogenation process, right? Which I can't remember what they were using for at the time, but it was not food.
What does it do?
It forces hydrogen molecules into food, right? And, like, somehow rearranges the fucking atomic makeup to, like, I don't know. I think it makes, like, a hydrogen bond on the outside of the food or outside of the molecules or something that keeps them all together, right?
This
Which is what you needed for peanut butter.
The same molecule we destroyed Japan with, right?
Absolutely. Right. It was all started with peanut butter, the hydrogenation bomb, right? Nobody knew that was all a peanut butter wave that overtook those people. But, so this guy gets this, what he thought was a patent for peanut butter, right? A hydrogenated peanut butter process. He said this is like 1930, whatever, right? So it takes him fucking 8 months or whatever to do this. So he gets his results back. Turns out some other guy had patented the process 3 weeks earlier than him.
What?
Something he had been working on for like 9 years. So some guy patents the process, right? And then sells the patent to some other giant food business. But, Rufus, they didn't do a very good job. The hydrogenation process they used was something that they used for something else.
Okay.
And it wasn't as good as his. So the peanut butter I'm trying to remember who it was that did the peanut butter. It was some big famous fucking conglomerate. But their peanut butter was not spreadable, right? They said it was like concrete. Not like concrete, like wet cement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like wet cement. So this guy had a creamy peanut butter, so he patented that process, which was a different mixture of the hydrogenation and the food and stuff, and it went on to be, I'm pretty sure it was Peter Pan peanut butter.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Yep. And he made, I don't know, the guy ended up making, like, you know, in those days dollars, like $50 million, which is like $1 billion today.
God bless him.
You're eating peanut butter. What's your go-to brand?
I don't know. I don't eat a lot of peanut butter.
But you have a brand. Don't tell me you don't have a brand.
I don't have a brand.
Go ask your wife what her brand is right now.
We usually buy the powdered peanut butter. It's called PB Fit, and it's powdered, so you can just mix it up as thin or as thick as you want.
That's just weird. That is just weird. I'm sorry.
Oh, but hydrogenated.
Hydrogenated is totally natural.
And injecting nuclear fucking atoms.
Why don't you grind up some peanuts and dry them out and fucking mix them with some water and call it fucking peanut butter? Because it's not. Because there's no butter to it. Just peanuts. Peanut water. That's what you can call it.
God damn, Zigzag.
All right, Rufus. All right, I'll lay off the peanut butter talk. But that guy was passionate about peanut butter, dude, and that makes me passionate. Other people's passion makes me passionate. That's all I want to say.
We know somebody else invented the telephone at the exact same time as Alexander Bell, but he just got to the patent office first.
Marconi. Wasn't it Marconi? Oh, he's the radio. That happened with the radio,
he's the radio
too.
Guy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's the only real guy out there, and this is crazy. Do you know the fucking story about the guy who invented the TV?
No.
All right. This guy went to his teacher, right? And this ended up being in a patent lawsuit later against RCA, I believe. The guy that invented the TV went to, like, his fucking eighth grade teacher, right, which is as high as he went in fucking in education, right? He went to his teacher. This is a guy that just goofing around in his fucking little farmhouse out in the middle of nowhere. Before they even invented really the technology to make a fucking TV, he put together a plan to make a fucking TV with this shit that hadn't even fucking been invented yet.
What?
It's a fucking insane story, dude. He was just like 14 years old or something, right? So he finally people are working on the TV or whatever, and he comes up with his way of doing the TV, and it's a better way, of course, but then RCA already has a patent on another TV, and they try to sue him, right, to stop fucking any of his TV technology, as it were.
Of course.
And he goes back. Somehow his old teacher learns about it and kept this drawing that this guy had made for him for like 30 fucking years presented it in the trial, and he won the fucking trial.
That is amazing.
History is a crazy, crazy, crazy thing. So is revenge, Rufus. So is revenge.
Yeah, sometimes history is made by revenge.
It is. Most of it is, if you think about it. A lot of mistakes are made by revenge, but a lot of good stuff come from revenge, too, whether people think so or not.
That's true.
Right? If you've ever watched a soap opera, you know that revenge is totally awesome.
I'm a fan of revenge.
You should be. I mean, who's not? Without revenge, is there progress? I mean, I don't know. In certain
things, there's giving up.
Right.
Giving up and sitting on your ass.
There's cucking, as it were.
And by cucking.
And yes, by all means, try cucking. Pan cucking. Whatever there is.
Ooh, pan cucking.
I had those for breakfast yesterday. Pan cucks. They're delicious.
Really?
They were. They were really good. You ever had a pan cuck?
A pancake with nuts in it?
A pan cuck is where you watch someone else cook your fucking flapjacks, dude. It's just that simple.
That's pretty much the only way I have pan cucks.
Actually, I like it. You watch someone eat them. And you get super jealous, and then you end up in a fist fight with the guy eating your fucking pancakes. Are you?
Your wife makes somebody else pancakes?
Well, and then he eats them. Exactly. It's disgusting. People are fucking. People get off on watching that shit, believe it or not.
People are odd.
I mean, it's like watching someone else eat a piece of pizza. You're just like, go bananas. A deep dish pancake. That's a whole different thing, though.
Why would you subject yourself to that?
I don't know. Because people hate themselves. They do. They just do.
That has to be an element in the whole culture. Self-hate.
Oh, yeah. For sure. You got to be a submissive, right? I mean, a cuck is a very submissive. Call us in if you know a little bit about this, because tonight Rufus is wearing a pineapple t-shirt. So pretty much everything swinger-wise is on the table.
Or if you're a cuck and you don't want to call in, just have your wife's lover call in.
Yeah, just have your wife call in, and we know that someone else's dick will be in her mouth, but that's okay. She can hand you the phone.
She can mumble.
She can mumble. You know what? I have conversations with hot chicks like that all the time with my dick in her mouth.
Me too. Me too. All the time.
Obviously. But this amount of genius going on, there's no way it's not happening.
No.
So I hope these people, there's 5,861 people watching the show or listening to the show right now, and we just want to give you a shout out, say thanks for demanding a show, because I don't know if Rufus would have been up to it if you didn't demand it.
I'm not even up to it now, can't you tell?
You know what? Starting to leak over a little bit.
Is it really?
It is. When you went to peanut butter paste talk or whatever, you're talking about powdered peanut butter, I knew that you were trying to end the show right then.
You can snort it.
I'm sure you can. You can cook it and inject it. How awesome would that be? Some high-grade fucking, China Brown or whatever you would call it.
Might be a little thick.
Think so? How thick does this get someday? It depends on have you ever mixed it and heated it up and see if it was what it would do?
I don't generally heat up peanut butter anyway. Do you have peanut butter?
You don't know, because when they're cooking heroin, they're heating it up on a spoon. I've seen fucking after-school specials.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll heat some of the peanut butter powder up in a spoon.
Please do.
See how it goes.
And please record it, right? And I want you to make sure that your wife and son are watching. And what I really want you to do is bend the spoon into one of those funky little shapes that they use when they're shooting up, like on Intervention. Yes.
Where it's like that shape?
It's like somehow it's curved around or something, so I think you can hold... You can hold it, but you can cook it at the same time. I don't know. Get yourself a Coke can, right? Because they're doing it on Coke cans, too, because I see that on TV. If you ever needed to know how to shoot up, watch one episode of fucking Intervention. It pretty much shows you.
It's definitely educational in that regard.
You know what? Sad part is, people don't watch that and get scared straight, I don't think.
No, they get inspired.
Right. They're like, oh, man, look, that guy's having a fucking great time. He hasn't been asleep for 2 weeks. That looks fucking awesome. And look how those VCRs he took apart.
It's another addict who's like, oh, I never thought about doing it that way. And now they get better ideas.
That guy's got a point. What do you think does make a VCR work? Let's take one apart right now. I watched this one intervention where this guy was surrounded with, I bet, 50 fucking VCRs that he took apart because he was going to figure out what made a VCR work, but he was going to put them back together. Yeah, right.
Sure.
This whole room was like nothing but torn apart. And they show him doing it. He'd do it for like 4 hours a fucking day.
Is this the same guy that invented the TV?
You know what? I think he probably watched that episode of whatever the fuck I watched and was like, I can figure it out. I can figure out how these fucking VCRs work, and I can make it better. You know what I can do? I can make it so it's not even a videotape. It's just a little round disc that you put in there, and it reads all the shit off of it.
Right.
Right. I mean, we can help
it.
Maybe
it will stream through the air somehow.
We invented streaming music. A lot of people don't know that, but we did. Back with our Internet Love song was one of the first songs to ever stream, live stream, on the fucking computer, internet.
On dial-up. It streamed on
dial-up. Yes, it did. 30 seconds of the song, granted. But does it fucking matter?
No.
Should we be in a fucking lawsuit somewhere?
We should at least be in a Wikipedia page.
I would think so. We actually did have the first fucking live stream of music on the fucking internet that we know of. Once again, Rufus let it get away. But you know why? Because they didn't have ChatGPT back then. It created some kind of assistant for us to do all the fucking hard work, and we just bring in the accolades. I mean, that's what AI is supposed to do, right?
Yeah. Supposed to make
shit.
We should be able to just do whatever the fuck we want and get rich.
Right. I mean, why else have AI?
That's the American way.
You want to do the work, you know. You don't need AI. You just do it. What do you think the future of AI is? And I don't mean just porno AI, like regular AI.
I don't know. It's probably going to displace a lot of menial white-collar jobs. I think initially they thought it was going to replace, like, blue-collar jobs and shit. But have you seen these robots trying to lift boxes and stuff? I'm like, no fucking way. But then ChatGPT comes along, like, passes the bar.
Right, like we
in
don't
like
care.
15 minutes.
Now we will just enslave you people to lift our fucking boxes for us because there'll be no reason for you to do anything else.
Exactly. We're going to be box lifters.
Box lifting meat bags. That's what I'm hoping for. That's the future. Here's the future, Rufus. Here's to being a box lifting meat bag. Cheers to you, my friend. You know it's bad luck if you don't take a drink after you cheer somebody.
As long as the AI pays me, I'll lift the box.
They're not going to pay you, okay? That's the problem. You're a meat bag.
Will they at least let me lift a few boxes to my house?
No.
So I can have some box stuff?
Absolutely not. You'll be pretty much shopping in the company store, I would imagine.
But
AI knows
me a lot.
Why? I mean, but AI knows exactly the minimum amount of things you need to stay alive.
Just enough to
make you have a fear of dying, right? And then a little bit of nourishment to keep you alive. What else?